say they're gonna change our whole perspective on life. This chapter's closing, it's come to an end.
Joining us is CJ Cooper. CJ, I first met you where and when? Do you remember?
Yes.
Yes, tell me all about the first time I ever met you.
Was at the Stampede Ranch in Guelph.
Yes.
In December. Was it December?
I have no idea.
I actually don't remember.
No. But you saw this really handsome guy on stage who was hilarious, right?
And then you came on.
And then I came on after him. But you know what? I went into my email archive, and somebody emailed me about you a long time ago. Do you know who it was?
Was it my mom?
No. It was Amber McLean.
I love Amber.
Because I sent an email out to her saying, hey, I'm looking for some killer artists, you know, some new artists. And I didn't get a hold of you. And I'm so sorry. It's like 2 years ago. Have you been playing guitar for 2 years?
Longer than that, yes.
Tell me about the moment in your life where you said, I want to become a recording artist.
Oh.
Do you remember?
Well, I knew I loved music.
Why? Everybody does, right?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I tried the whole sports thing.
Yeah? What kind of sports?
I played rep softball.
Nice.
Kind of played around with that for a while.
What position?
Outfield.
Nice. Okay. As long as you weren't right field.
Probably.
Probably. Okay. All right. So you tried the sports thing, and then?
I started guitar when I was 7 or 8.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked that up, loved it, started vocal lessons a couple years after with Amber.
Okay.
And I just loved it better. So, I don't know. I think probably when I became a teenager, 13, 14, it kind of became serious for me, and I wanted to continue doing it.
How old are you now?
I just turned 16.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
On being 16. CJ Cooper is a young singer-songwriter based in Guelph, Ontario. She's played with the likes of Amber McLean, who we've had on the show numerous times. Is it Devi Archer or Deve? Diva. Let's just do with Diva. Archer and Danielle Todd, who has also been on our show. That mm-hmm. means we need to get Deve on the show. Danielle is now down in Nashville. Danielle and Amber have both been on our show numerous times. And, of course, we're talking about CJ Cooper. She has been part of the KW Glee. What is KW Glee?
It's a pop show choir.
A pop show choir?
Yeah. We won nationals last year.
Nice.
Why do I think of that? What was that cheering movie about cheer squads?
Bring It On.
Yeah, Bring It On. That's it. That's it, Megs. Bring It On.
It was a TV show called Glee.
Yeah, I don't
love that show.
I never didn't watch it. Anyway, won Show Choir Canada with them. That was good for you. Taking part in a variety of charity activities, also as Sleep Tight Campaign, Courage for Carly, Voices from the Vault. And in May, I guess they kind of featured you, did they? Is that what went down?
Yep. It was just at a hotel in Toronto, and there was several artists, and I don't know, it was really cool.
2015 saw CJ playing at Hillside Inside Girls. Hillside Inside Girls.
Girls and Guitars.
Yeah, there's so many words here. Holy cow. Hillside Inside Girls and Guitars and Edgewood Festival. CJ is also a promoter for the TC, oh man, Helicon Voice Cross Trainer app. Did I get that right? What the heck is that?
It's a vocal training app. So
it's an app on the phone that you use?
Yeah, or iPad, and it's just a bunch of vocal exercises you can go through. And
give me one of them. Tell me one of them. What the heck just happened?
Nice.
Did we just have a mosquito go through the room?
It just helps
red
you.
Red card.
Yeah.
Keep your voice in shape.
Give us another one.
Oh, no.
Do you know them? Any other ones?
There's so many. You just kind of really weird sounds.
What about me, ma, mo, me, ma? Do you have to do that kind of stuff?
Yeah, vowel exercises. It's just to keep your voice in shape.
Did you say bowel exercise?
Bowel exercise.
That's something the Swedish team is real good at.
You got that one nailed.
Thank you. CJCooperMusic.com is the website. CJCooperMusic.com. We're going to talk to her more in a little bit, but maybe we should get her to play something. What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay, CJ, what are you going to do?
I'll play my song.
My song. What's it called?
Look Ahead.
And why is it called that?
Because Well, I wrote it after grade 8, and I
really?
Just, yeah, it's 2 years ago now. It's a long time.
Okay, and how, what came, yeah. like, why'd you write it?
Because I was really nervous for high school and kind of sad that I was leaving a bunch of people, and Amber, who is my vocal coach, she just kind of helped me channel all those feelings into this song.
Excellent. And yeah. it's called what again?
Look Ahead.
Look Ahead. CJ Cooper, live on The Drew Marshall Show.
Changes are coming, what can I say? They're gonna change our whole perspective on life. This chapter's closing, it's come to an end. This book's not over, it's time to start again.
Stuff. CJ Cooper on the Drew Marshall Show. Okay, so I tricked you. I don't know whether you realize this or not. Remember the conversation we had before we went to air about reverb?
Yes.
And I said there's a lot of artists that like to hide behind it, especially when they're young and they're nervous and insecure, right? And we set things up with reverb on. There was no reverb on that. And I wanted to prove to you, you need no junk. Nothing. You have such a beautiful voice.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Are you nervous being on the radio? You've been on the radio before, right?
No.
Really? So how old are you?
16.
That's crazy. If I was 16 and on the radio, I'd have to wear Depend adult underwear, or teenage underwear, I guess.
Red card.
What?
Red card.
That's the theme for today, isn't it?
All day.
Red card.
Red card.
Well, folks, you are listening to Live on the Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music. These are our last performances. We've got two of them today of 2016. The Rookies are in the house. CJ Cooper, of course, based out of Guelph, Ontario. CJ has a music video for her debut single, Look Ahead, which you can find on our website, or just go to YouTube and type in CJ Cooper, Look Ahead. That's easy enough. What would be a moment in your musical career, which is really, would you say it's kind of just starting, or has it been going for a little bit?
A couple of years,
okay. So what would be a moment that for you, you could sit there and go, okay, this is cool? This is cool. Like, if you were to play somewhere or for somebody, or is it all about recording contracts or making money or being on the cover of Tiger Beat magazine? Okay, how old are we, Tim?
Nice.
Yeah. Apparently I'm 9.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I've always looked up to Amber.
Yeah.
And just her career and just getting to tour all over and just be known locally and just respected. So I think that's always been my goal, to get to that point.
Yeah.
But I don't know, recording contracts, that kind of stuff. It's as long as I get to do music and hopefully, you know, make some money so I'm not living in a box.
Yes.
But I don't know that there's anything specifically that I would want to do, but I was an extra in a movie, Pitch Perfect 2, a couple summers ago.
Nice.
So that was kind of a cool little acting thing.
Way cool.
But I don't know, getting to sing in a movie like that or getting to do something along those lines, is that would be really cool.
What's your favorite television show?
Glee.
Oh, it is Glee? Are you kidding me?
No.
Wait, isn't it finished? Isn't it all done?
Yeah.
Aw. Well, I wonder what the Glee people are doing now.
The boat sinks, Jack dies.
That's Titanic, you meathead.
Same thing. They sang on the boat.
What are you watching now that's on TV? Or Netflix or what? You know, TV.
Glee on Netflix.
Oh, really? That's so funny. So what I'm trying to get at is, wouldn't it be awesome for one of your songs to be on a television show like Glee?
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
See, also financially, that's a big thing.
Yes.
That's like one of the best ways for musicians to make money.
Yes.
Yeah. Are people in your family musical? As she looks to the booth to her right.
They're not like, oh, my mom's shaking her head. No.
No, not really.
Not immediate family.
No. So where do you think this gift came from? Because it is a gift.
Thank you. Well, I never met him, but my grandpa on my mom's side was very musical.
Okay.
So played guitar, and also my uncle, he was adopted, and we connected with him a few years ago, and he's very musical, very good at guitar. So I don't know. It's... I guess those are the two musical people in my family, but
interesting.
Not through my parents, but yeah. You guys.
Yeah. Who do you listen to the most? Who's your, like, my favorite? It's hard to pick a favorite. When you love a lot of music, people say, who's your favorite? It's really hard. So one of my favorites, one of them, is a guy named James Taylor. Who's yours?
I know I've said her name a lot, but Amber, I love her music.
Yeah.
But I don't know, when I was younger, I looked up to people like Taylor Swift, Demi Lovato, kind of, because they crossed into a couple different genres, but I don't know, I just respect them as artists.
Yeah.
But I like Ed Sheeran.
Okay.
I like his style of music.
Totally talented guy.
And in terms of my genre, I don't really know what that is yet, but
yeah,
I kind of compare myself to Colby Calais in her style. So.
Okay. All right.
I can't really pick one person.
Well, let me give you just another dose of encouragement before we get you to do another song, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Do you know how Taylor Swift became Taylor Swift? In other words, became a mega superstar. Do you know how it happened?
Why don't you tell me?
Nice.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
That's funny.
16.
Let me just tell you. Her dad was and is loaded. He went to somebody mm-hmm. with millions of dollars and said, boom, there's all the millions of dollars, make my girl a star. So you already have more talent than Taylor Swift had when she was starting. Your daddy don't need millions, that's what I'm trying to say. Dad, you owe me $20. All right, let's do another song. What are we doing?
I'll do another original.
Another original? This time I'm going to put a little reverb on. I want you to hear the difference, okay? You'll listen to it back and go, oh, yeah, I don't need no stinking reverb. So what's this called again?
See You Soon.
See You Soon. CJ Cooper, live on The Drew Marshall Show.
You're leaving, and that's for sure. Don't know what to do anymore. I need you. I'll miss you, that's a fact. Memories, laughs, tears and breakups, friendship, love, and not enough time with you. Good times, bad times, crazy times, you open my friend. I'll see you soon, I'll see you soon. Inside jokes,
time with you. Good times, bad times, crazy times. You will be my friend. I'll see you soon. See you soon. Memories left, tears and breakups, friendship, love, and not enough time with you.
Beautiful stuff. CJ Cooper on the Drew Marshall Show. Oh my goodness, you are so talented. Folks, you are listening to the Drew Marshall Show. We're streaming live at drewmarshall.ca, and of course we're live on joyradio.ca and across the GTA on AM 1250. We are in the middle of live on the Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music. These are the last performances of 2016. We have CJ Cooper here in studio. That's who you've been listening to. We decided to feature a couple of rookies, a couple of youngins, a couple of kids, eh? CJCooperMusic.com is the website, cjcoopermusic.com. And CJ, do you play any other instruments? Everybody wants to know that, right? Do you play the keyboard?
Yeah.
Wait, I have a way better question. Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
Oh, your voice went down on that
no,
one.
No, I don't.
No.
No, I
boys
do
are
not.
Icky, right?
Yeah.
They are. They have gross skin and diseases and stuff and weird, you know, boogers. And they play soccer. They get red cards. Remember? Thank you. Is there a boy you like, though?
No.
Okay, now I know you're lying. You're 16. What do you want to say to the boy you like? Because I know he's going to listen to this.
No.
What do you want to say to him?
Like
what do you want to say?
Stop. My sister's giving me weird look.
Yeah? Does she like a boy? I'm looking at it.
Why yes, are you nodding?
Does.
That's
she
not
threw
true.
You under the bus.
I don't.
Oh, that's beautiful.
She's crazy.
Yeah.
She's lying.
Cray cray. Well, listen, I have had so much fun with you today. Thank you for being here. Seriously, you're just an absolute pleasure to be here. Could we maybe get you to do one more song?
Yeah.
Is that allowed?
I don't know. It's your show, isn't it?
Okay. I guess we can make that happen. What are you going to do for us?
I'll do a cover.
Beautiful. What's it called?
I See Fire by Ed Sheeran.
Ah, wow. Nice. Good call. Really good call. Again, live on the Drew Marshall Show, one of the rookies, CJ Cooper.
Oh, misty eye of the mountain below. Keep careful watch of my brother's souls. And should the sky be filled with fire and smoke, keep watching over Turin sun. If this is to end in fire, then we shall all burn together. Watch the flames climb high into the night. Call it out, Father, oh, prepare as we will. Watch the flames burn over on the mountainside. If we should die tonight, then we shall all die together. Raise a glass of wine for the last time. Call it out, Father, oh, hold fast and we will. Watch the flames burn over on the mountainside. Now I see fire inside the mountain. I see fire burning the trees. I see fire hollowing souls. I see fire blood in the breeze. Oh, should my people fall, then surely I'll do the same. Confined in mountain halls, we got too close to the flames. Call it out, Father, oh, stand tall and weep.
desolation comes upon the sky. Now I see fire inside the mountain. I see fire burning the trees. I see fire hollowing souls. I see fire flooding the breeze. And I hope that you'll remember me. And if the night is burning, I will cover my eyes. Or if the dark returns, then my brothers will die. As the sky is falling down, it crashed into this lonely town. With that shadow upon the ground, I hear my people screaming out. Now I see fire inside the mountain. I see fire burning the trees. I see fire hollowing souls. See fire flooding the breeze. I see fire, oh, you know, I saw a city burn high. I see fire, feel the heat upon my skin, yeah, yeah. I see fire, ooh. I see fire burn open on the mountainside.
Wow. Are you kidding me? CJ Cooper just knocking it out of the park. Holy Tracy Chapman-ish there.
Oh,
did
yeah,
you, did you catch any of that?
Sure.
You've got fantastic vocal control. The way you come in out of those notes is just ridiculous. So well done. So well done. What a pleasure to have you here. And you know, while Tim sets up a little going out music, which maybe we'll play this one anyway, yeah. Look ahead, because it's kind of cute and ready to go, and this will get everyone a little more taste of that song. But I want you to realize, and I know you're aware of this, right? But you to have you like your whole family's here. You are really, really blessed to have the support system that you have, as well as the gifts that you have. I meet so many people who have one or the other. Have you ever met people who think they're so good and have a great support system, but they're horrible? You know that mom that says, "My daughter's amazing," and then you meet her and go, "Oh my goodness, no, she ain't." Right? So that's a great support system, but no talent. And then you get the people that got so much talent, but they got nobody to support them, and they're just living on, you know, Kraft dinner. You've got both. So blessed. And so good to have you here, CJ. Really appreciate it.
Thanks.
I wish you the best. I do. Yeah. CJ Cooper, live on the Drew Marshall Show. And folks, we're going to go out with one of her tunes here, and I hope you enjoy it. Stay with us.
What can I say? They're going to change our whole perspective on life. This chapter's closing. It's come to an end. This book's not over. It's time to start again. But in time, you will remember only the good. Forget the bad and learn to look ahead. It's time to reflect now on our past, but it's time to move on and start a new adventure. Friends around me make me smile. Where would I be without you here? Oh, but in time, you will remember only the good. Forget the bad and learn to look ahead. I'll miss you. You'll miss me too. Don't be sad. Things won't be so bad. You just gotta take it one step at a time. Sometimes things just happen with no reason and a rhyme. But in time, you will remember only the good. Forget the bad and learn to look ahead. Ooh.
Tori, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Do you have anything you'd like to share with our listeners at this particular point in time?
Indeed, I do.
Indeed. Let's see if you can say this all the way through without stuttering once. We're all watching. And action.
Maybe you've been thinking about advertising your organization on the radio, but don't really have the budget for a long-term marketing campaign. Well, what if we gave you an entire show?
Wow, that's a great idea.
The Drew Marshall Show is currently offering an innovative and affordable advertising concept for the small business owner. With web stats and listenership at an all-time high, Canada's most listened to spiritual talk show is offering you the opportunity to partner with us for an entire show. Become a one-day advertising partner, and we'll introduce you to our listening audience for the day. Drew will mention your organization every hour during our four-hour show, and we'll give you a live five-minute phone interview.
Crazy.
Oh, and one more thing.
Yes?
We'll also offer... Sorry. We'll also post your logo and website link on our website for an entire month. So if you're thinking about promoting a special event, product, or upcoming sale, or if you just want to test the radio advertising waters without a huge investment, then consider becoming a one-day advertising partner with the Drew Marshall Show. Contact us through our website, drewmarshall.ca, and ask about becoming a one-day advertising partner.
Good, good. Ladies and gentlemen, Tori the intern.
Yeah!
Yes, well done, Tori the intern. Very well done.
You made it easy for me.
I did make it easy for you.
Oh, man.
I made you start over again.